Hi there, Saints fans. Jen Hale here from the NFL on Fox. You're listening to Taking Me Over with Billy Gunn.
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to another episode of Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and I'm your host, Billy Gunn, on this, the official sports wagering podcast of the Dome Patrol United Podcast Network. Put together a special Thanksgiving Thursday turkey teaser that also just happens to be a 10-point teaser, and I'm going to explain that when we get to the wagering portion of the show. But first, given that it's Thanksgiving, I want to talk about a couple of concepts. Maybe it's just the hippie in me, but Thanksgiving is an interesting word. Like, sometimes you look at compound words. Breakfast, break fast, meaning don't eat for right before you go to bed, dummy. Have a fast and then break it in the morning. Thanksgiving. Give thanks. Be thankful for what you have. I'm thankful, man. I have two things that I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. One is, of course, my daughter. You know, I don't talk about too much personal stuff on the pod, but full-time single dad, single dude raising a teenage girl by himself. Got good family that jumps in whenever they can and helps out. And I've got, you know, helped me in the past and kind of helped us get where we are, but it's a one-man gang there too. And I got the coolest kid in the world. I've said before, like, I record these pods, and I remember watching the Gleason documentary, and you see, like, Gleason was doing these recordings for his son when he got older, so he'd know who he was. And I mean, like, I consider myself doing these. I wouldn't have a problem if, you know, my child listened to this today, tomorrow, 30 years from now. That's how I keep it real on here. There's nothing I'll ever say on this show that I wouldn't say in front of my own child. And she's the most important thing in the world to me, you know. And to raise a kid by yourself, or to get the opportunity to raise her, it's kind of like winning the lottery. You know, I compare, if you told me I could win the Powerball or raise my kid, I'd choose to raise my kid. Because for years there, it looked like that wasn't going to happen. And so it kind of suddenly got thrust into our lives 23 months ago now. So it's been a ride. Long, hard ride, but a joyful one. And really, I mean, it's to me, it's the most important thing in my life. It's my most important job. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that opportunity. I'm thankful to be a father and to have such a wonderful daughter. Next thing I want to talk about is second thing I'm happy for. I'm happy for my kitty, Uncle Baby Billy. He's been killing it in the Pick'ems League this year. He started doing some picks live on Zoom and on the Facebook feed. So whenever you see a Facebook live feed, make sure that you tune in because we're going to have him picking games live and in Cat. My cat's a survivor, dude. Like, he's an adopted from the pound. They found him in a storm drain, you know, in Pearl River County, Mississippi. So he's a Mississippi cat, and, you know, just like, he got found as a stray cat or whatever, as a baby. They brought him to the Humane Society with his sisters and his brothers, you know. And I think he's a survivor because of that, too. Like, he's a survivor because he made it to the pound. And then he's a survivor even more so because he got out of the pound. In that, you know, when I got to him, it was, like, down to him and his two sisters. You know, and them cats, like, they got to get adopted or, you know, bad things could happen, you know. And he was just so charismatic and charming and good that I knew that he was the one that we picked out of three. And so he's a survivor in that regard, too. You know, so it's almost like, being a survivor takes a lot. You know, I mean, he survives because he's handsome and he's friendly. And, you know, I mean, he's pretty good at picking football games, too. That's helped. But I'm just thankful for those two inspirations. I'm thankful for the inspiration of my daughter. And I'm thankful for the inspiration of my cat. I do want to talk about something that might even be a slightly controversial take. All right, so I was born and raised in Slidell, Louisiana. And there's a proposal on the ballot that actually shouldn't even be on the ballot about building a new, just one of these little shitbox casinos. You know, just slap a little treasure chest in Slidell out there by the lake. You know, of course, they're selling it as it's going to be this huge multi-million dollar investment. And it's going to have a water park and a lazy river and, you know, little Braxton and Jackson and all the Addies and Abigail's and Bailey's and Haley's and Ashley's, and they can all come and play Little League sports, and everybody's going to have jobs, and it's going to generate taxes, and none of that stuff's going to happen. None of that stuff's going to happen. They're going to build just a little shit casino. It's not really going to help anybody. It's going to be a drain on a lot of things. And you know, it's funny to even talk about this, or I wonder if anybody's shocked to have this take, in that I love gambling. I love casinos. I dedicate 6 hours a week of research and 2.5 hours a week of podcasting and editing specifically to the concept of sports wagering. So it may seem a little out of place to be coming from me, such a gambling advocate, to be speaking out against a new casino in the place where I was born and raised. But I grew up 2 miles as the crow flies from where this thing will be built. It's on the lake. It's actually right next to even a nicer neighborhood. Former Hornet and Pelican PJ Brown. He's got like a $3 million house that'd be like a mile from this place. Like, just vote no. Just, you know, don't fuck with PJ Brown's house, man. Don't tank his property values. But for real, it's not going to help. It's not going to help the community. And they're selling it as it's a big destination place. It's not a destination place. He's got Harrah's land-based casino in New Orleans, 20 minutes to the north. And, you know, you got the Beau Rivage, 45 minutes to the east. And you got Le Berge and Baton Rouge. I mean, it's surrounded by destination casinos. This is not going to be a destination casino for anybody. It's going to be a destination casino for people in Slidell that don't need a casino, a bike ride away. It's not good. You know, And most people, I think the public consensus is that it's bad. And, like, citizens groups are saying it's bad. Now, the casino industry, they have their own lobby. They have their own firms that publish studies. They go, oh, no, casinos are good. Like, they own the firm that publishes the study. And then they run the commercials. And they get people excited about jobs. And, you know, Candlebox is going to come to town and shit like that. It's just a bad idea. But last week, they enlisted the help of a gentleman named Andrew Brees. And he came out and endorsed the casino. Framed it under the context of, if you vote for the casino, you're going to get a $34 million children's sports complex, Little League World Series area. Now, that's not promised. It's not even in writing in the contract. It's just something they say they're going to do but not going to do. That's not the goal here. But what Drew did last week is he came out and formally, like, commercially endorsed this casino. Vote yes. This week, it came out that if the casino passes, Drew will have to be one of 7 restaurants in this new casino. It's going to be a Drew Brees restaurant, which, you know, it's almost like if y'all are gonna make up lies, like, make your lies believable, okay? You're gonna have a little tiny shitbox casino with 7 restaurants. There's not 7 restaurants at the Hard Rock on the coast. There's not 7 There might be close to 7 restaurants at the Beau Rivage. I don't think you have 7 restaurants at Harrah's New Orleans, not counting Fulton Alley. It's insulting to my intelligence to say that you're going to have 7 restaurants at the Slidell Casino, and one of them is going to be a Drew Brees restaurant. I don't doubt that part. Don't doubt that at all. I don't begrudge Drew Brees making money. I don't begrudge Drew Brees establishing generational wealth. It's amazing. It's amazing. Very few humans get the opportunity to do that. Kudos. But you don't have to. You can throw some fish back, Drew. You don't have to keep them all in a boat. You don't have to put them all on ice. You can catch and release a couple, man. And that's all I'm saying. I had a strong reaction to it earlier today. I'm not as upset about it now, but it's just unnecessary. You know, it's not. It's kind of gross. But he'll be at the Dome Thursday night, honored at halftime and doing the color commentary. So that'll be exciting. All right, talking about this week's football. Going to keep it real simple. In fact, so simple that we're going to do one really cool bet on Thursday. It's going to be a 3-way 10-point teaser. So we're going to tease all 3 games because we have to choose 3 when we're doing a 10-point teaser. It means we're going to get to move the line 10 points. And you can move the total or you can move the spread. You have to do it on at least 3 games. So we're going to do the 3 games that are airing on Thursday. The first, of course, is the early game of Chicago versus Detroit. And the first thing we're going to do in the leg of this teaser is we're going to move the total on this game from an over-under of 41.5. With this 10-point teaser, we can move it from 41.5 to 51.5, and we can take the under. Because I believe that Detroit and Chicago are going to score less than 51.5 combined points. That's the first leg of 3 legs of this bet. And then I'll give you a little something to watch and cheer for. You're gonna be the one in a corner, kind of quietly cheering for the under in the early game on Thanksgiving. But it's okay. It's a teased under. And in fact, you didn't even tease at 6 points. You teased at 10. Because we're just that. It's just a crazy, crazy Turkey Thursday. You know. Next game. In this Dallas versus the Raiders game. In the middle game of the slate, Dallas is a 8-point favorite currently. Now, I got this earlier when they were a 7.5-point favorite and was able to tease it 10 points to plus 2.5 to Dallas. Making Dallas now getting points as if they were an underdog to the Las Vegas Raiders in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. So now you're cheering for this and you're hoping you're rooting for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Taking unders in the morning. We're rooting for Cowboys in the middle of the day. I know this wasn't what you had planned for Thanksgiving, but this is the way you're going to make money. In our late game, our beloved Saints are hosting, of course, the Buffalo Bills. I would not otherwise ordinarily get involved with this game, but for the fact that I feel like New Orleans currently being a 6-point home underdog on an event like this, even with all the uncertainty and injuries on offense and defense, I think that Saints minus 6 or Saints plus 6 is disrespectful, but I'm still not betting it that way. But as a third point of this 10-point turkey teaser, I like taking the total on this game from where it currently sits at 45.5 and bringing it down to 35.5 and taking the over in the third leg of this 10-point Turkey Thursday teaser. Teasers let you move the line. Traditionally, teasers are somewhere between 6 and 6.5 points, and you must do at least 2 legs. This 10-point teaser is unique in that it has a mandatory 3-leg requirement. So that allows us to hit all 3 games on a Thursday, move those line 10 points. We're cheering for under 51.5 in the early game. We're cheering for Dallas plus 2.5 points in the middle. And we're cheering for the Bills and the Saints to score over 36 points combined, 36 or more. Also, a fun thing about when you spread out a 3-leg bet in a fashion like this where you have games in every time slot, if you've cleared the first 2 legs, I mean, if you've won the first 2 legs of the bet, you always have the opportunity to hedge. And so this bet actually pays minus 125 is the odds on the 3-leg teaser, meaning if you wanted to win $10, you'd need to bet $12.50. If you wanted to win $100, you'd want to bet $125. Just move the decimals, friend. That's how this works. That's what you'd do. And let's say if you've ever heard the term hedge, well, hedging is when you've got, you know, that last bet to come, and you can then do whatever you need to do. You could take, for example, go the other way and take an under, however you want to do it. But we wouldn't hedge here because the Saints and the Bills, if we get, I'm really just most concerned with with Dallas winning. I'm afraid Dallas could just go in there and fuck off and lay an egg, you know. So I want to thank y'all for riding along. I want to thank y'all for hanging out. My plan is to get this up in time for everybody to listen on the way to Aunt Sally's house or grandma or grandpa or wherever you're going for Thanksgiving. Do remember gratitude. You know, think about what you cherish. Think about what you love. Think about what keeps you sane. Think about that time you won the Powerball. You know, think about your roommate, that little Mississippi long tail that's a survivor. And I enjoy hanging out with you guys. I appreciate all these OG taking the over fans. I got a feeling that all of our shows on the Dome Patrol, we're just going to continue to gain audience and have a good time doing it, man. But I'm very thankful for the folks that reach out and say nice things or just interact or admit that the show brings them joy and they have a good time. So with that being said, good night, all of you beautiful people. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Later. Cheers, hugs, kisses, byes, loves.